Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And only the truth can set us free.
From newsounds.org, this is our live performance series that we call the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. This year marks the 50th anniversary of Lee Fields' first recording. Back in 1969, Fields' classic soul sound was very much of the time. That sound has never really gone out of fashion, but it's come roaring back in recent years, and Lee Fields and the Expressions have been at the forefront of this soul revival. Their newest album is called It Rains Love, and it brings Lee Fields and the Expressions back to our studio. And they're going to start us off with the title track.
It Rains Love. Love when I'm with you.
That is the title track, It Rains Love, from the new album by Lee Fields and the Expressions, featuring the redoubtable Lee Fields on vocals, and of course the Expressions, Toby Pasner on our piano, Paul Spring playing the guitar, Benny Troken playing the bass, Homer Steinweiss behind the drum kit, and the horns, Leon Michaels playing sax and some tambourine, and Jason Prover on trumpet. Lee Fields, welcome back. Good to see you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chafer, for having us here.
So, congratulations, 50 years in the music business.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been 50 years since your first recording. You
right.
stepped away from the business for a while, right?
In the 80s.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's good to be back.
Yeah. And how many years now is it with the Expressions?
A little over 10.
Yeah.
These guys are sent by God. They're a God band.
Well, then why don't you call them that?
No, the Expressions on it. The Expressions
now
will
just,
suffice.
Now, just think of it. Lee Fields and the God Band.
Oh, wow. Expressions is good, though.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And it has that kind of classic soul sound that, you know, Lee Fields and the Expressions, and, of course, literally that classic soul sound, which you said something very interesting the last time you were here. We forget that the word soul, you know, we think of it as soul music. We think James Brown, and we think, you know, very kind of secular, but literally the word soul, you know, there's like a sacred origin to this music.
Yeah, you're singing to the spirit, and opposed to making music by algorithms.
Right.
The soul music is about the spirit. It's about the way people actually feel. It's about what people go through.
Mm-hmm.
And the title track, what we try to do, touch people with love. Because I think at this time, I think love is needed very much in the world today.
Yeah, it did strike me that this new record, the subject matter is pretty much rooted in relationships.
Yes.
You know, getting together.
Yeah.
Getting a little less together, coming back together, you know. Although the song Wake Up, actually, you use the phrase fake news. But aside from that.
I did. Because the reason why is because I hear that term a lot today.
Yeah.
And to be frank, which I don't know too much about politics or anything like that, but I'm hearing one station telling me one thing and another station telling me something else. I mean, it's like, what is real and what is not real? I'm hoping that something transpires to let us know what is real. We need to know what is real and what is not real.
Well, the things you sing about are certainly real. You know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But that song about the fake news and stuff, that's what that's about.
Yeah, and it's a bit of an outlier on the record because, you know, apart from that phrase and that song maybe in general, this is an album that steers clear of the political,
absolutely,
the topical. I mean, it's going for some kind of a universal truth, it seems.
It's about love.
Yeah.
It's about, the whole album is about love. We try not to, you know, if I had a vast knowledge on politics, maybe I'd be singing politics. But I don't know nothing about that kind of stuff. You know, only thing I know, man, is what sounds good and what is pleasing to me in the musical realm.
Did you set out to make the record this way, or was this just your natural response to divisive times?
Well, as Leon and I was writing and Toby was writing, what we try to do was have fun, sing songs that bring some sort of joy to people. Because, you know, with all this stuff that's going on, people need an escape route.
Yeah.
So they can put on the album and sit back and kind of take a musical excursion.
Yeah.
And like a mini vacation without even leaving your house,
right.
You know? That's what we try to do.
Well, it's almost like time travel. Like,
you know,
back
to
it.
The songs that take you there.
Yeah.
The songs that take you wherever you want to go. We have a song on the album that would take you wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to leave your house.
Right.
Only thing you got to do is just get just go and get the album. That's all you gotta do.
Wow, there it is. The cure to society's ills. Go get Lee Fields and the Expressions' new album, which you can't do till April 5th, because that's when it comes out, called It Rains Love. And that will send you guys out on tour. You'll head to Europe. You'll come back here. You'll be at Brooklyn Steel on Saturday night, May 11th, for a almost a hometown. I mean, you're a longtime New Jersey boy, right?
Yeah, I've been in New Jersey now, basically, ever since I was about 20, because I was in New York for a while, from 17 to about 20.
Right.
I still love New York, but hard to steal here, although I live in Jersey.
Yeah.
You're still love the, you got to love the city. Anyone that doesn't love New York, they need to sit down and lay on somebody's couch, you know. Let somebody talk to them.
Lee Fields and the Expressions are here with us on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast from our new sound studio. And this next song is kind of a fun number. Will I Get Off Easy? You know, there's a line, you know, the guy comes home and the woman in his life has given him that look. And, you know, if you're not listening closely, you might think this is a sort of a come on, you know, like, but it's not that at all. She's giving him the dagger look.
Yeah, you know, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a guy, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, these women got money in their pocket today, too. They go out, too. But that means it could be either party or, in other words, it's a relationship.
Right.
That the person that's really putting a lot of effort in trying to make things happen on a grand scale is out trying to let off some steam and and put the problems aside for a minute. And just to, you know how it is when you have a hard day? Any working person knows what it is to have a hard day. One of those days. Those days. Those are the days that I'm talking about. So, and they'd stay out a little late, maybe a little too late. And they come home, and she or he is not pleased at all.
Yeah.
You know, you want to tiptoe in, easing in. You're trying not to make too much noise. And all of a sudden, you sit on the edge of the bed, and the bed squeak, hey, now.
I was just getting up.
What are those kind of songs?
So, Lee, is this ripped from your personal diary, or did you have to really kind of imagine this?
No, well, it's not. It's not ripped from my personal diary, but I'm quite sure. I mean, we all. Now, let's be frank with you. Y'all stop hiding this stuff. Y'all come on out with everybody meant that those changes sometime. Now, we ain't going to talk about it too much to get you into some more trouble.
Yes,
so
yes.
I'm just going to leave it as that.
All right.
Leave it right there.
Why don't you sing about it? The song is called Will I Get Off Easy, and it's from the new record by Lee Fields and the Expressions called It Rains Love. Here's a live performance.
I spend every day spinning.
by Get Off Easy is the song from Lee Fields and the Expressions. You'll find it on their brand new record, It Rains Love, which comes out on April 5th. Lee, is that the song that you guys did the video for in the studio in Queens?
In the studio, yeah.
So when you were in the recording studio, was it kind of like that and this, where you were all in the same room playing?
Just like this.
Really?
Just like this.
Seriously.
Everybody looking
school.
At everybody, everybody smiling and happy.
Yeah.
So, see, what we believe when we make music together, we must come in happy.
Mm-hmm.
Because you come in, you know, you got a beef on your shoulder, or something wrong. The music, you could tell in the music. Mm. But when everybody's smiling and happy, man, feeling all good. What's up, man? How you doing? It's a beautiful thing, man. It's a beautiful thing.
So that really is kind of the way records used to be made a long time ago, and with a band this big are rarely made that way these days.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. And it's a sound that obviously lots of other people have picked up on, because some of your songs have been used in TV and movies, and they've been sampled as well.
True.
Lots of rappers have sampled bits and pieces. Antidote by Travis Scott is from the song All I Need, which, ironically maybe, is a song in which you only sing at a few seconds at the very, very end. So how do things like that work? I mean, when people come to you and say, I want to use your song on this episode of my TV show, do you want to see it first, or do you just want to be surprised like the rest of us?
I think who would be more capable of answering that question would be Mr. Michaels over here.
All right.
Do you mind, sir?
There's not much to it. It just usually a request comes in, and then before I even read through the email, it's usually approved.
Oh.
Because, you know, that's the big way we make money.
Right, of course.
You know, no one's buying records anymore.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, when you've heard your songs, Lee, coming back in, I mean, did you recognize in the Travis Scott song,
If you really listen to it, they speeded it up, slowed it down. You could tell the changes are there.
Mm-hmm.
But they have so many other effects and stuff.
Yeah.
But you have to really listen careful.
I know that there are some musicians, you know, who came of age before the era of digital sampling, who just feel like it's a no-go zone for them. They don't approve of it. And then there are other musicians who, you know, seem to think this is whatever gets the sound out there to the next generation is worthwhile.
Well, you know, one thing is very important, just like in any business. Business must be lucrative in order for, you know, to get what the necessary things in life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So although I'm a person that believe that music from human beings playing the music is the way to go, but if someone wants to take a sample and put it in their music and go by the proper changes, I mean, artists are creative beings, so you know, although I don't create music that way, but I do not see any objectives, because, you know, that's that person's art.
Right,
that's the way they express themselves. And then as long as the money coming in, too.
But you know,
money must be there. But that being said, I have no matter of fact, I'm very honored for people to sample our music.
Well, and it is a way, it does show that another generation of listeners are, you know, responding to that sound.
And it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when that happens.
And if you go to the YouTube video for your song, All I Need, and look in the comments, it's like, you know, lots of people that came there because of the Travis Scott song.
Yeah. And that's a beautiful thing. J. Cole brought a lot of people to us also. You know, he sampled one of our songs, but we're just a happy, happy group, you know? Let the people keep on sampling.
Yeah.
I think they should sample this album, too. What do you think, Leon? We ain't got no problem with that. We don't have no problem with it. So all of you young, talented rappers out there, if you hear something on the new album, please be my guest. Just pick out what you like to sample and sample it, but make sure you go through the proper changes.
And, you know, as you were saying before, you know, you believe that it should be people making music. And, you know, the people who take these samples and kind of weave their magic on them,
yeah,
they are playing their instruments, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's true.
They're creating something new out of
yeah
something old, which is what art has yeah always been.
Yeah, yeah, like, as I say, like, I'm a, as far as myself, musicians playing horns, playing guitars and drums and other instruments, to see this take place, it's very uplifting, because I think later on down the line, when science put its spin on music, I think they're gonna find that human beings have a natural rhythm of other human beings. Because, you know, we all about the beat.
Right.
You know, human beings about the beat. You know, the heart first, the, you know, the heart is beating, so it's all about the beat. And when the beat stops, that person is gone.
Right.
So that being said, human to human beat. It's got, you know, I wish they had some sort of scientific program to see, does it make any difference whether the beat is created artificially or if the beat is created by humans. I believe, I would almost bet that human to human is better for you.
Huh.
You know, it's got to be. It's a natural thing. Cause when I start thinking about it, it make me, you know, make me want to just, you know, do what I do.
All right. Well, you know, I think there is some evidence to suggest that an artificial beat, which is metronomic and, you know, repetitive and totally devoid of the little push and pull that humans give it, does affect people differently.
So.
It's an interesting...
Maybe some scientists out there would do a research on that.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about the heartbeat, man, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's...
Some guys might be about the 808, but I'm about the heartbeat.
Well, you know, the two are not mutually exclusive, as we've seen. No 808s in this band, though. Everybody here playing their instruments in our studio. The song you're going to do next, You're What's Needed in My Life, another track from the new album by Lee Fields and the Expressions. Again, they're playing Saturday, May 11th at Brooklyn Steel. And today, here in our studio, let's hear another live performance.
First of all, trying to find words to express my feeling is almost impossible to do when it comes down to talking about you. You're more valuable than gold, girl, and anything else in this world. And I'm so proud to say you're my girl. What's needed in my life, girl? You're what's needed. I've been blessed, but not only just me. So many people that I met you, I'm sure they will agree. You're so considerate of others, so heavenly. You're everything to me. You're what's needed in my life, girl. Could I go on if I wake up and find you go? I don't know what I do. The only thing I know is this moment I got you. And I wanna say it one more time.
Lee Fields and the Expressions. The song is You're What's Needed in My Life. And you know, it's funny, Lee, watching you guys rehearse that song, you hear the finished product, and it sounds like it's just kind of this smooth, simple kind of song that grooves along. It's a hard song to kind of put together. And, you know, I guess the point is, and this is weird to say to a soul singer, you never let him see you sweat.
Never. Well, I can't say that, man. Because when I come up on stage, man, the water start flying.
Yep.
The water, somebody get a bucket. Man, but you know what? That sweat and tears of joy, because I cry sometimes on stage. I cry when I sing songs like I Wish You Was Here, when I think of Charles Bradley, and I think of
Sharon Jones. Yep. Both of whom you worked with.
And remembering the good days that we had starting this whole thing. Sometimes it gets very difficult for me to even sing the song. Matter of fact, I feel a lot of emotions at this time. But because it was like a brother and a sister to me.
Yeah.
And there isn't a day go by that I don't have them on my mind. And I hope that one day when I expire, we'll see each other again. But
and that will be one hell of a jam session.
Oh, yeah. We'll be jamming.
There'll be a lot of sweat flying then.
Hopefully the sound that we make will be pleasing to God.
Yeah. Well, right now it's pleasing to us. Lee Fields and the Expressions with a new record out on April 5th called It Rains Love. May 11th at Brooklyn Steel. Lee, it's so good to have you and the boys back with us today. Thank you so much.
Mr. Schaefer, your kindness will be
please.
Never lost.
Mr. Schaefer's my dad. Just John.
Okay. Thank you so much, John, for having us up here. Your kindness would never be lost.
It's been a pleasure. This is Soundcheck. That'll do it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but as always, there's much more to be found on our website. Lots of other performances, video shot in the studio, the daily gig alerts, weekly music roundups, new sound shows, and more. Check it out at newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.